I mean, it's different from a city council. Maybe the executive committee would have to report to the general meeting or something. And then of, maybe Mr. Porter can help me with this one side question. What does a homeowners group need a executive session for anyway? Are you getting, people are getting sued or?
Actually, I wouldn't be able to speak to that because,
okay.
Again, as I said.
Maybe Skip can.
Yes. Executive sessions, Senator, are for things like employee evaluations, salary increases, benefits, litigation, things that are
okay.
The whole of the jurisdiction.
Okay, all right, okay, that's legit.
Yes.
Okay, well then to the author on the requirement for the large mailings and how would you, is there a better way to handle noticing executive sessions without having residents show up saying, what did you tell me about it if you don't want me to be here?
Mm-hmm. I think there's a number of things, and thanks for your acknowledging my bravery. Bravery, courage, there's a thin line between stupidity and courage sometimes. I
or
think it's
or
worth,
insanity, but
I think
that's the health committee.
I think it's worth the discussion. One of the things is the staff just reminded me, and I think a simple way, and we may change this in discussions. The bill allows for an email correspondence so that it let people know that there's an executive session, and then simply if they have the email address, they can notify the homeowner what the executive session is. So
the content of it.
The content of it is that you're not allowed to come in. Don't waste your time if you want to come down, but the notice is just to let you know that the meeting's happening and you may have some concerns. So I think there are things. In my own naiveness, I think that it's worth a shot of getting out of this committee. Hopefully, we can continue to try to talk with all of the parties. Really, my interest is in these problems go on right now.
Yes.
In terms of noticing communication, people being unhappy about certain things. I think just as we become a more dense state, more common interest development, as we get older, as more people become empty nesters and go into more urbanized settings where they have these types of meetings, I think it behooves us to try to find better ways to make people communicate. So it's not a gotcha to the homeowners. It's just trying to establish something that works for them. And it may not be the Brown Act. It may be that the Brown Act is different for us. As been stated, we have staff, and people sort of have grown to know that. So I would like to take this at least a couple more steps and see if we can work on it, because I do think it's in everyone's interest to get this closer to being right, because as we speak there are a lot of hours put into trying to referee discussions on whether homeowners were noticed, whether the item should have been noticed. So one of the things we also worked on and will continue to work on, what is administrative? I mean, if it's already been a decision to trim bushes, trees, we want to make sure that that's an administrative decision, doesn't require a board meeting if they've already gone through that. So I would just ask, in the context of the bill and the discussion, not being as naive today as I was when we started it, that we will continue to engage, and this first policy meeting, if we aren't able to close the gap a little bit more, my level of masochism will get to a point where perhaps I'll consider doing something else with this vehicle.
Great.
Great close.
Yeah.
Yeah, I appreciate that, Senator Desanya, in terms of making sure that we're addressing some of the, I think, real day issues. And I live in a CID, and we had an issue where we couldn't even get quorum for attendance at our annual meeting. They had to send out a second mailing. So I promptly filled the form out, but it's hard to get people to volunteer.
You're a good man,
and engage when we're in, you know, we're living in tough times, but also we live busy lives. And I want to make sure there's that balance. We do need the transparency, but at the same time, I want it to be practical for people on the ground when they're living with these new guidelines.
Absolutely. But as I say, and you would know better than I, Senator Gaines, the communication problem exists as we speak, and people are unhappy with it. So the spirit of what we're attempting to do is try to eliminate as much of that as possible.
I had a comment, Mr. Chairman, if
absolutely.
I could, please. Yeah, I'm supportive of the concept, but all these practical problems that have been raised, an assessment waiver, a short sale, where you know someone urgently needs just a routine approval by the board, which will almost in every case be granted. And if it isn't, somebody, oftentimes a homeowner, loses a lot of money. Then there's emergency repairs. One of the witnesses mentioned tree trimming. If a tree goes down or something, you have to have a board meeting, I suppose, to approve the hiring the, you know, contractor, somebody come out and make repairs. Or I just don't see how this is going to work. It's going to cause huge unintended consequences. What you're trying to do is get everyone noticed. Right. So I can't support it the way it is. I'd like to see it held in committee and work on it a little bit more and then bring it back next year.
Well, the chairman doesn't want to hold it in committee. That he asked to indulge him his masochism and see if we can work on it. My only response to that, Senator Harmon, your comments is those are all real, but we have conflicts as is right now. So we're trying to remedy the communication in a thoughtful way. And as Roman said when he first said, we're trying to balance the overall good. So all of these things don't happen in a vacuum, and we'll continue to work on it.
Okay.
It'll be a challenge, I'm aware of that.
Okay, any other comments? Do we have a motion?
Sure.
Okay, we have a motion. Can we have a roll call vote, please?
The motion is due pass. Senator Desaulniers?
Aye.
Desaulniers, aye. Gaines?
Aye.
Gaines, aye. Harmon?
No.
Harmon, no. Huff? Huff, aye. Kehoe?
Aye.
Kehoe, aye. Lowenthal? Pavley?
Aye.
Pavley, aye. Rubio?
Aye.
Rubio, aye. Simidian?
Okay,
thank you.
We'll
in a
put
future
that on
life,
call.
I may come back as a member of a homeowners association.
An officer.
Thank you. Nice job.
They're going to have a moment's peace.
So the light doesn't work.
My mail didn't come.
Are they the highlighted items?
Yes.
Okay. All right, we have the consent calendar.
So moved.
So moved. All right. Wonderful. Those are items 12, 15, and 16 on our agenda.
On the consent calendar, Senators Desaulniers?
Aye.
Desaulniers, aye. Gaines?
Aye.
Gaines, aye. Harmon? Harmon, aye. Huff?
Aye.
Huff, aye. Kehoe?
Aye.
Kehoe, aye. Lowenthal?
Thanks, Ted.
Where'd Lowenthal go?
Pavley?
Aye.
Pavley, aye. Rubio?
Aye.
Rubio, aye. Simidian?
Okay, that's seven yes votes on the consent calendar. We'll leave it on call. Hopefully Senator Simidian will make it back. And now we'll go through the agenda. We want to start with item number one, SB 22, Senator LaMalfa.
The motion is due pass to the Committee on Appropriations. The current vote is 1-3. Chair hasn't voted. Vice Chair, aye. Senators Desaulniers?
No.
Desaulniers, no. Harmon? Harmon, aye. Huff? Lowenthal?
Bob, do you want to compose yourself so you can vote yes or no?
Pavley?
Yes.
Pavley, no. Rubio?
No.
Rubio, no. So you've got
6-2.
It's 2-6. We can put it on call for Senator Huff, or we can just close it out. He's the. So, sorry. That measure is defeated. We'll grant reconsideration. Item number two, SB 150, Senator Correa.
The motion is due pass and refer to the Committee on Judiciary. The current vote is 6-0. Chair, aye. Vice Chair, aye. Senators Huff?
Aye.
Huff, aye. Pavley? Simidian?
7-0. That's sufficient for passage. Why don't we move on to the next one? We'll leave that on call for Senator Simidian. Next item is number three, SB 184, Senator Leno.
The motion is due pass as amended. The current vote is 5-1. Chair, aye. Vice Chair hasn't voted. Senator Gaines?
No.
Gaines, no. Harmon?
No.
Harmon, no. Rubio?
No.
File item three. Okay. Yes, you're already on. So, is on. Okay. All right. Then you've got 5-3.
That bill is 5-3. That bill is out. Move us to the next item, Senator Strickland's item. There is no motion on this one yet. We heard testimony.
Yes, we need a motion.
So we need a motion. The motion is, the recommendation is do pass to appropriations. Moved by Senator Huff. Call a roll.
Senators Desaulniers?
Aye.
Desaulniers, aye. Gaines?
Aye.
Gaines, aye. Harmon?
Aye.
Harmon, aye. Huff?
No.
Huff, aye. Kehoe?
No.
Kehoe, no. Lowenthal? Pavley?
No.
Pavley, aye. Rubio?
Aye.
Rubio, aye. Simidian?
Aye.
Simidian, aye.
We'll place it on call for Senator Lowenthal. Hopefully he'll make it back. Next item is Senator Evans, SB 444.
The motion is due pass. The current vote is 2-1. Both the chair and the vice chair have not voted. Senators Desaulniers?
Aye.
Desaulniers, aye. Gaines?
No.
Gaines, no. Huff?
No.
Huff, no. Pavley?
Wait,
I'm sorry. Harmon, no. Okay. Pavley? File item 5? Pavley, aye. Rubio? Simidian?
Aye.
Simidian, aye.
Huff is not voting.
Okay. Huff is staying off. It's 5-2. Do you want to hold it for Lowenthal?
It's 5-2.
Oh, wait. Oh, I'm sorry. He did. You're right. So that's 5-2.
Okay. 5-2. That sufficient for passage. That bill is out. Item number 6, SB 446, Senator Dutton.
The motion is due pass as amended to the Committee on Appropriations. We need a motion for this bill.
Motions by Senator Huff.
Senators Desaulniers?
Aye.
Desaulniers, aye. Gaines?
Six.
Item 6.
6, aye.
Gaines, aye. Harmon?
Aye.
Harmon, aye. Huff?
Aye.
Huff, aye. Kehoe?
Aye.
Kehoe, aye. Lowenthal? Pavley? Pavley, aye. Rubio?
Aye.
Rubio, aye. Simidian?
Aye.
Simidian, aye.
Do you want to hold it for Lowenthal?
We'll hold it for Senator Lowenthal, but it has sufficient votes for passage. Item number 7, SB 468, Senator Keough.
The motion is due pass to the Committee on Appropriations. The current vote is 4-0. Chair, aye. Vice Chair hasn't voted. Senators Gaines?
No.
Gaines, no. Harmon?
No.
Harmon, no. Huff? Rubio?
Aye.
Rubio, aye. Simidian?
Aye.
Simidian, aye. 1, 2, 3. 6-2, it's out.
Okay. Do we need, what, it's 6-2. Is the vote. The bill is out.
And file item 8, SB 563, the motion is due pass. The current vote is 6-1. Both chair and vice chair voted aye. Senator Lowenthal, Simidian.
Aye.
Simidian, aye.
7-1. We'll hold it for Senator Lowenthal, but it has sufficient votes for passage.
File item 10, SB 733, the motion is due pass as amended to the Committee on Appropriations. The current vote is 5-2. Chair, aye. Vice chair, no. Senators Harmon?
I'm sorry. Is this item 9?
Item 10.
No, 10. Item 9 was pulled.
No.
Harmon, no. Pavley?
I'm sorry. I've got a split number.
We 10. Are on item number 10, SB 733.
Pavley, aye. 6-3.
Okay, that vote is 6-3. That bill is out.
Item
number 11.
SB 734 by Senator Price. The motion is due pass to appropriations. The current vote is 4-2. Chair, aye. Vice chair, no. Senators Harmon?
No.
Harmon, no. Lowenthal?
Aye.
Lowenthal, aye. Pavley?
Aye.
Pavley, aye.
6-3, that bill is out. Consent calendar. I'm sorry. Okay.
No.
I'm ahead of myself.
File item 13, SB 910 by Senator Lowenthal. The motion is due pass as amended to appropriations. The current vote is 5-1. Chair, aye. Vice chair hasn't voted. Senator Gaines?
Aye.
Senator Gaines, aye. Huff? Yes.
No. Oh, that's no.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, three feet at 15 miles an hour.
Senator Gaines, no?
I'm not going to vote. I'm not going to vote. Yeah.
You can't do that.
I thought it, I was a no vote earlier, though.
Yeah, but I had to call your name anyway, because we don't record not voting votes.
Okay, no.
No? Senator Gaines, no. Huff?
Which one?
Huff, no.
Yeah, he's a no.
It's a struggling no.
Doesn't look like much of a struggle.
I'm sitting with my pal.
I would suggest you take at least 3 feet.
Every time you get close, they go, no.
Senator Semidian?
Is the law called bicycle bill?
Yes.
Aye.
Semidian, aye. 6-3, that bill is out.
6-3, that bill is out by 3 votes.
File item 14, SB 929 by Senator Evans.
But he's passed a lot of them.
The motion is due pass to the Committee on Governance and Finance. Current vote is 2-1. Both chair and vice chair haven't voted. Senators Desaulniers?
Aye.
Desaulniers, aye. Gaines?
No.
Gaines, no. Huff?
Aye, 14, no.
Huff, no. Pavley?
Aye.
Pavley, aye. Rubio?
This is 14, correct?
Yes.
Rubio, aye. Semidian?
Aye.
Semidian, aye. 6-3, then. Yes, you're recorded as a no vote. 6-3, that bill is out.
6-3, that bill is out.
On the consent calendar, Senators Lowenthal?
Aye.
Lowenthal, aye. Semidian?
Aye.
Semidian, aye. That's out.
Consent is out. Everyone but Senator Lowenthal, so we'll go back through, I believe.
On file item one?
Oh, that's right. He missed a couple.
Oh, yes, that's right. So we're on file item one, Senate Bill 22. Senator LaMalfa, the motion is due pass to appropriations. Senator Lowenthal, or I'm sorry, you're already recorded. Senator Huff is not on this one.
No, he didn't
want to
vote.
Okay. Okay. So that one, oh, that one is actually closed. I'm sorry. Excuse me. It was 2-6, and reconsideration was granted.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. File item 2, SB 150. The motion is due pass to the Committee on Judiciary. The current vote is 7-0. Senator Pavley?
No.
No. No.
Senator Correa? No.
Okay. Senator Semidian?
Aye.
Semidian, aye. That's 8-0. It's out.
It's 8-0. That's out.
File item 4, SB 443. The motion is due pass to appropriations. The current vote is 7-1. Senator Lowenthal?
Which one is this one?
Senate Bill 443? Chair voted aye. Lowenthal, aye. So that's bill is out, 8-1.
That bill is out. It's 8-1.
File item 6, SB 446. The motion is due pass as amended to the Committee on Appropriations. Both the chair and the vice chair voted aye. Senator Lowenthal?
Aye.
Lowenthal, aye. That bill is out 9-0.
That bill is out 9-0.
And item number 8, SB 563. The motion is due pass. Current vote 6-1. Both chair and vice chair voted aye. Senator Lowenthal?
Aye.
Lowenthal, aye. That bill is out.
That bill is out. And what the vote was?
8-1.
We are adjourned. Thank you very much.